This week here in America, we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. And we talked this morning about that crew, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, Michael Collins. Well, there was a fourth member of that crew, the alternate, who did not make that flight. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is that alternate from the Apollo 11 crew, Chip Perkins.
Chip Perkins. No, Pickens. I done.
Oh, Pickens. Sorry.
I don't want to have to crush you again.
Yeah, I'm sorry, sir. Chip Pickens. And I don't mean to disrespect you.
No, it's all right.
He's been disrespected enough. Yeah.
Chip Pickens. I've had a lifetime of disrespect. I guess I'm getting pretty used to it now.
Well, I bet you you have had to live with that. You were so close to making that historic mission.
Yeah, I'm not some bitch. It was the alternates and ambassadors who made history by going up there to the moon.
All right, now you don't have to name call.
Well, I do have to name call. Them guys were bad people is what they were. And Buzz Aldrin, a lot of people don't realize that he got his nickname called. He had a beloved vibrator that he couldn't tear himself away from.
Really?
What's not...
If you've been through what I've been through, I think you'd understand my attitude a little bit more. I'm very upset because I should have been up there on that rock, not Neil F. and Armstrong.
Now, why didn't you make it up there? What happened?
Can I tell you something?
Sure.
Neil Armstrong was a bastard.
Really? All right.
Yeah, he was a jerk to work with, and he's also a blood doper, I think.
Okay, now.
He's a great American.
You're confusing Armstrongs there.
And Madonna, too. Before we started up there, he was talking about how this was going to be called Neil Armstrong's Apollo 11, starring Neil Armstrong.
No.
And those guys made millions off of it. Millions off of that. And I was the alternate, and I couldn't get up there because through the Machiavellian efforts, they kept me out of it. So
they kept you out of it.
Kept me out of it. And then they make millions of dollars. You know what I made from it? $50 a day and one square. One square meal a day.
That's all you got paid. That's all the government gave you?
Yeah, that's all they gave me. And the only money that I've ever made out of my notoriety was signing autographs with Pete Best one time.
Oh, you have similar stories.
Right.
You were almost there.
Not only passed over for Apollo 11, but for Apollo 12 and Apollo 13 and Apollo 14. Mm. And the Apollo Creed movie, I tried out for that. I was passed over for the space shuttle. I even volunteered to be strapped to the Voyager probe just for kicks. Backup. None of it.
Backup.
Yeah. Backup. I even tried out for NASA cheerleader one time.
They don't have NASA cheerleaders.
This is Chip Pickens. He was the alternate on the Apollo 11 mission. And I do feel bad for you that you were passed over.
Was. Well, you should feel bad for me. Neil Armstrong, he's the Neil I'm talking about here.
Right.
He even stole my line that I had written for my moonwalk when I was going to be the original moonwalk guy.
You wrote that?
I wrote the one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. I had handwritten it on a cocktail napkin. He stole it from me right before the mission.
Really?
Oh, man.
Ran off of it, yeah. Fished it out of his pocket while he was on the moon and read it.
He didn't even have it memorized?
No, didn't. And I didn't see a damn dime of royalties from that catchphrase. And Neil left off the best line I had, which was the one right after the step. When I said, that was one mother effing hard step to take, but it's one kick-ass accomplishment for this son bitch.
It's probably good he left that out.
The reason why. If the world listening, he didn't say that.
Yeah, so I'm pissed. I'm suing Buzz Aldrin, Michael Collins for all they're worth, and I'm announcing it right here on your
radio. You're going to sue them.
Why have you waited this long to sue them?
Just busy, just trying to get around to it.
What have you been doing?
Had a lot of yard work I had to get done first.
50 years, huh?
50 years, and I'm still pissed. I sit in my easy chair right here watching the news and getting pissed off. Yeah. Let me tell you something. Trump needs to build that wall that goes all the way to the moon.
I tell you what, we're going to let you go. We appreciate your time and your service to NASA back in the day. And, thanks for coming on this morning.
Hey, do appreciate it. Good to be on with a gay radio program.
All right. We'll see
you. We're blind, not gay.
Yeah. That's Chip Pickens, former astronaut. You can hang up now. That's Chip Pickens with us, former astronaut, didn't quite make it to the moon.